Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Yud, the last full daf here in the ninth parak of Maseches Baba Kama, and we are on the two dots, Kuf Tesma Beis, Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Minayin, Lekohen, Sheba Umakrav, Karbonosav, Bechaleisu, Bechol Sho'ah, Sheyirtza. How do we know that a Kohen could come and give his Karbonos whenever he wants? What does this have to do with what we're talking about? We've been talking about Gezel Hager. And it's going to come up more now, again, having to do with Karen Chomesh and Asham and Hilchas Gezeilah. That's why this is here, relating to the last sugya in this parak. So says the Gemara, if there is a Kohen who wants to bring his Karbanos whatever he wants, he can, right? Even though we know that the Kohanic tribe was split up into various Mishmaros, 24 Mishmaros, based on the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, and the Gemara describes elsewhere how they were split up. Shmuel Hanavi started splitting them up, and David continued, and Shlomo, v'chulu, until they got to the final number, and every Kohen worked in a different Mishmar, which themselves were split up into Batei Avos, every day of the week, a different base of the Mishmar worked, and then a different Mishmar worked, so every Kohen worked about 2 weeks out of the year. All the Kohanim were in the Beis HaMikdash for Yantif. That's generally how it worked. But what if a Kohen wants to bring his Karbanos some other time that it's not his week? Can he do that? So the Gemara says yes. Shebo makrav karbanosa b'chaleisu b'chalshosh yirtza tamalomar uva b'chal avas lafsho v'sheireis. He can come whatever he wants, his heart desires, v'sheireis, and he can serve. Uminayin sha'avodasa v'ora shalo. And how do we know that the avoda and the or, the hide, the skin, is his? Tamalomar v'ishas kadashav lo yihiyu. The man, his kachim, shall be him. There are a couple of drashas Chazal have on that pasuk, but here we're darshaning that the Kohen keeps his or and keeps his avoda. What exactly does avoda mean here? What does that mean? The avoda is his. That's the machlokas between Rashi and the Rashba. Rashi says here, what does avoda mean? Schar avoda, third to last line, schar avodasa tahainu bisara, the meat. Not only is the R his, the Basar is his. If it's a carbon, obviously it's not that is eaten, not a carbon Ola. An Ola's a Dava, but let's say it's a Chatas, let's say it's an Asham, let's say it's any other carbon that the Kohen eats part of it, so he gets it. That's Rashi, that the Avoda is the Basar. If you look in the Rashba is the Dirpshat. What does Avoda have to do with the Basar? Right, the Avoda is the Avoda. What is the Basar, what does that mean? So first the Rashba quotes, Veinu Mechuber Beinai. Shaharei, he quotes that there are cases where a Kohen might eat even though he doesn't do the Avoda. So you don't have to say one means the other. For example, a Balmum. The Gemara is going to talk about a Balmum in a minute. A Balmum does not do the Avoda, but the Balmum is Cholek b'Karbanos. He gets some. So you see that Basar can't be called Avoda because he doesn't do the Avoda. The Kohen Balmum, no sein lahakriv lanchi mishprav avodasav or shalo. So he goes over to Hananel. Gives another pshat, but then says the Rashba, maybe this is, actually it's not a machlokas Rashi and the Rashba, maybe it's the Rashba explaining Rashi. V'li nira, mishum, just says it a little differently, mishum dechsiv, because the pasuk says, as we know, v'yachlu osam asher kupar bohem, malameid, the Gemara says in Psachim, shabayelu koanim ochlim ubayelu miskaprim. The Kohanim eat the karbanos, and the through that eating, the bailim receive kapara. So says the Rashba, eating the basar is part of the avoda. That's why avoda can be the basar, not stab, that they're going to get it because they did the avoda as schar avodasa, like Rashi says, they did the avoda, so we're going to give them the meat. No, says the Rashba, it is avoda. Nimsa shaha achila hi ha'avoda. That is the Rashba's line. So it is a machlokas, but it's both about the basar, which is part of the larger issue of the mitzvahs asei daraisa of Kohanim eating karbanos. There's a machlokas, what about when a Yisrael eats part of the karban that they're allowed to eat? Is that also, which all these are karban shlamim, kachay kalim, are they allowed to do that? So that's a machlokas. But for sure, the Kohanim eating their karbanos, that is a mitzvah asei daraisa. The Rambam describes this in the beginning of Perek Yud, of Hilchas Maase Karbanos. We've read this often. Achilas hachatas v'ha'asham mitzvahs asei. Shedemar v'achlo osam asher kupar bahem. Quotes the same Chazal that the Rashba quotes here. Hakohanim ochlim u'bailim eskaprim. But then the Rambam adds the interesting line. V'hu adin l'shar hakachim. Sha'ochlin hakohanim sha'achilas ha'mitzvah. So too, eating other kachim is also part of the part of the mitzvah. The Ramban in the Hosafas to the mitzvah say, he says even the achilas bialim, the first mitzvah that he has on. Mitzvah Aleph talks about Meiser, then he talks about Kachim. Kachim Kalim is also part of the mitzvah say. But the Achronim point out here that it's interesting, the Rambam has two tiers in this mitzvah say. They're both mitzvah daraisa. But the Rambam has his mitzvah aseh, he says clearly, to eat, to the kohen to eat chatas and asham. And also, other karbanas are also included in the mitzvah. He doesn't just say, it's a mitzvah to eat all karbanas. He says, chatas and asham are included, and then he says, v'chein, and, or huadin, other karbanas are included. And then he quotes the mitzvah aseh, separate mitzvah aseh of achilas, shiyari ha-menachos, shenemar va-noseres, v'mena yochlu aron uvanav, and then he continues. But it's not so common. But every once in a while, the Rambam or others would say two levels within the mitzvah d'oraisa itself. The Iker mitzvah, and what the Minchas Asher calls Nigrarin Achar HaMitzvah. That's the second level. There's another example that we could mention, and that's also in the Rambam, in a totally different context. It came up about 10 blot ago. The sugyas of Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis, the Rambam says, what's included in Baal Tashchis? The Pasuk in Shoftim lists off trees. That's all. What about anything else? So the pasuk says trees, and the Rambam then adds in Malachim Perek Vav Halacha Yud Velo Ha'ilanos Bilvad, and it not only applies to trees. Ela Kol Meshaber Kalim VeKorea Begadim VeHores Binyan. Anybody who destroys anything for no constructive reason. V'Sosei Ma'ayan, close up a water source. U'Ma'abin Ma'achalos Derech Hashchasa Over Belo Tashchis. So Rambam says they're also going to violate the Isser d'oraisa over below Tashchis. The problem is the next line. Then the Rambam says ve'eino loke elamakas mardus b'divrayim. But you're not going to get malchus for other things. Only going to get malchus for trees. Everything else you're not going to get malchus for. So what does that mean? Does that mean that there's only durabanan? All other things are durabanan. But read the first line. He says you do anything else over below Tashchis. Doesn't sound like you're over the Isser durabanan about Tashchis. Sounds like Daraisa, the Hagos Amanios here quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin. If you remember the Gemara, Rav Baravuna Karamane, right? One of the Amoraim wanted to test his son in Kibbutz Avaim, so he tore up his favorite robe in front of him. He wanted to see if he would get angry. And the Gemara says, how do you do that? What about Baal Tashchis? Sounds like the Baal Tashchis Daraisa. The Gemara answers, he tore it on the hem, or tore it where it could be sewn up again. But the Rambam seems to say, so how do you put these two lines together? So maybe it's something like our case here, that there are two tiers in the d'oraisa. You're only going to get malchus by the one that's mefurish b'kra. But either one that's not mefurish b'kra, it's still included on a secondary level, but you're not going to get d'oraisa, but the Rabbanan could institute that you're going to get malchus d'Rabbanan in addition. Okay, so the Gemara says, back to the Gemara. So how do we know that a Kohen could do the kavod or whatever he wants and get his skin and his hide? Because it says uva b'chalavas nafsho v'sheres uminai tavodos v'aror shalot avlomar v'ishak l'sham lo'uyu haketzad. Last line. So how do we understand this? Im hayabal mum. If he is a Baal Mum is allowed to eat the karbanos, but he can't be makriv the karbanos. So therefore, he cannot make a shliach to be makriv the karbanos, because you can only make a shliach if you can do something. As Rashi explains on the second to last line, Ein yachol laso shliach lahakrava misha yirtze. You can't. So what does the Gemara say? Nosa l'koy shabo shal mishvar, favodasa va'ore shalo. Right, but he has to give it to the mishmar that is there. If you have a Kohen who can do the avodah whenever he wants, he can come and give it to whoever he wants. But if you have a Baal Mum, so you can give it to whoever's working then, and then he keeps the avodah and the orah. What is the avodah and the orah? So, Rashi has 2 days here, but the pashas is that he could eat the meat, because he's allowed to eat the meat. Baal Mum is allowed to eat the meat. Rashi has a second day that maybe he also has to give the meat to the B'nai Mishmar, that is a chiddush. So the Gemara says, Baal Mum gives it to a Kohen in that Mishmar, and what about, so he can eat, but he can't do the avoda. Continues the Gemara, v'imhaya zaken ochola. What if he is elderly, he is sick? So then, nosa l'kol kohen sheyirtze, he can give it to any Kohen who he wants to give it to do the avoda, even one that is not in that Mishmar, not like the Baal Mum. The Baal Mum is not a bar avoda, and therefore he cannot make a shliach, anybody who wants to do the avoda. He's got to give it to the people that are there that week. But a chzakein or chole, as we'll see what that means, let's have it in a minute, he can give it to whoever he wants to do the hakrava, v'avodasa v'ora la'anshe mishmar. And the basar and the ar go to the anshe mishmar. of that week. Says why? Because a kohen and a zaken and a cholek cannot eat it. So if he's the opposite of a baal mum, as we'll see. So you can only make a shliach for something that you can do. So the Gemara now explains. Hai zaken or cholek hechidami. What type of zaken or cholek are we talking about here? E dematzi ovid avoda. Can he do the avoda? If he could do the avoda, avodah savora nami tevididei. So let him choose whoever he wants to do the avoda, if he's able to do the avoda. He shouldn't have to do it with, he shouldn't have to give the food and the or to the Anshei Mishpar, if he's able to do that. V'delo matzi avid avoda shliach hechimashvi. So what is it? Can he do the avoda? Can he not do the avoda? Why do you have a split? So the Gemara says, Amar Afapa sheyochol la'asos al yedei hadchak. He could do the avoda, but it's with difficulty. With difficulty, you can do the avoda. So avoda, dechi avid le ayde atchak avoda he, the actual avoda, the hakrava. If he did it, he did it. Even if it's hard for him, if he was able to do the avoda without any psulim, then he works. So mashvi shliach. That's why he could appoint any kohen that he wants to do the avoda. Because if he did the avoda in a dechak way, so that it still works as avoda and it's kasher avoda, and that's why he could appoint any kohen that he wants. Achila, dechiyachal idea tchak, achila gasahi. But if he really can't eat, he hardly has any teeth, right? Or he can't eat so much, right? He's a chole, he gets full. And anything else beyond the regular eating would be deemed achila gasa, a eating that is inappropriate, it's too much. V'achila gasa lav klomu, mishamachi avodasa v'orolachi mishmar, period. So that's why there's a split between the hakrava and the achila. He can make a shliach on the hakrava, because b'diyevet, if he does the hakrava, is good enough, but the achila would not be called an achila, and that is why he cannot make a shliach on the achila. It's only the kohanim of that mishmar. Okay, a number of points to talk about here. First, top Tosfos. Tosfos says, if he does the avoda, idea tchag avoda, he says Tosfos, to lo matzinu b'kohanim, psul b'shanim. We don't find any psul by a kohen. If he reaches a certain age, it's forced retirement. You don't find that by kohanim. El denadru chachamim shira shirtas, by kol shochten. By levim, there are ages given in the Torah. But by kohanim, it's as long as he can do the avoda. What did the Gemara say? If he starts shaking and he can't do the avoda properly, that's it. So that's how you can have somebody who is of an al yedei atchak. Somebody who does it with difficulty, so then it is still possible. So again, there is no gvul by kohanim, only by levim. The post can discuss what happens if you have a kohen who is marases, is shakes somewhat, but not always. Is it a psul megavra? That once he is a shaker, when he gets older, so then he can't do the avoda even at a time when he's not shaking? Or no, it goes by when he actually is shaking. So if you look in the Achrona, discuss this, the Devei Chaim, the Damesek Eliezer, and others here quoted in the Biri Adaf. So the Damesek Eliezer says, Afilu zakein, shemarases os yadav araglav, im yeh zmanim misuyamim, she'ein gufo marases, kashru bosasha. And that's what we're talking about here. Al-Yidiyat Chak means sometimes yes, sometimes no, and you're able to do it at a time when you are not shaking. But says the Divrei Chaim, says the Sanzer, Dachad Varav, V'kasev Shezakein, Shegufa Marases, Balmum Gomerhu. No, he's a Balmum. V'yafilu B'shah She'ena Marases. Right? Only a Zakein, She'ena Marases, Klau, Elachalushu. What does zakein here mean? Right, we thought it meant just somebody who's very old who has difficulty doing the avoda. That's what the Divrei Chaim says. Other achronim say no. It means even if he has the psul but doesn't always have it. So again, the root is it a psul in the gavra? When the Gemara says that in Chulin, if it's a psul in the gavra, then once you have it, you have it, and now he has to serve Hashem in other ways. Or is it no? It's just a lemaisa psul. But when it's not upon him. He's not shaking. So then it would be. It would be okay for him to do. So that is based on the words of Tosfos. Also related, once we're talking about, you can only make a shliach for something that you can do yourself. If not, so the Chashuk Yechemet here has a discussion. What if somebody bought an aliyah and he got sick? Does he get to choose who to give that aliyah to? Or do we say, nisparda hachavila? Do we say, no, you can't come, okay, we'll give you your money back, but now it goes back to the pot. Well, I guess if he's going to say, I paid for it, I'm not going to give the money back, so that's his discussion here. Shiruve kana aliyah v'acharkach unechla zokin ochole. He can't do it. Ve'ein b'kocho lo daber klal. Ha'im hu yachol limno shliach la'alos bimkomo. Can he make a shliach? So that's the aliyah. So he quotes a Mari Bruna. We quoted one in shul yesterday. The Mari Bruna. Mi shekana b'moz galila v'hotza'a. V'naseh choli. You bought galila, bought the hotza'a v'achnasa, taking the Torah out and in. Imati la'aso shliach. So v'heshavti, says the Mari Bruna, to lo matzi. He cannot. If he can't do galila, why? Kidam rina b'sechad v'bakama daf kuf yud. Quotes our Gemara. Only if he can do something like that, tzchak. But if not, not. If he can't do it. And then he quotes others. Maybe there are other Gemaras on the other side. Or the Gemara we had a Kiddushin. Eved she'enu makabo get me at rabo. Right? He must be masvi shliach. An Eved who cannot be makabo to get shichur. Can he board the shliach to get shichur? So you have possibilities that somebody can be masvi shliach even though they can't do it. And another Gemara in Darin. The Gemara has a suffix whether the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash are shluchim of Hashem or shluchim of us. The Gemara says, well, we can't do the Avodah. So how could they be Shlichim al Hashem? So it's not 100% clear that just because you can't do it yourself. But the Chazuk HaChemet ends here and says, the whole question might not get off the ground. You only require Shlichus. The whole discussion is only where there's a Maisa that has to be done, and it's a bar, it's subject to Shlichus, and now you want to point someone else. If the context is just the result, not so much the act being done, then shlichus might not even be discussed. Well, galila, there's a maisa galila that has to be done. No, it's just roll the Torah, take the Torah out. It's not that there's a maisa that is involved here, so it could be that the whole concept of shlichus shouldn't be relevant here. Mashekin hacha the kanes a galila b'maosav the gamis es chuyos v'avimam es chus pratis shalo. Okay, he bought it, and it's not that he's the mamana shliach. He's going to take care of galila, right? That he's going to make sure galila is taken care of. Doesn't mean that he's mamish going to do it. V'ulayshas chus he pratis shalo yachalido l'chol mishayirtsa. So it could be very different than other contexts, right? Galila hotsa, right? All of those aren't a specific maisa that has to be done. Number two. And finally, the last point to mention here is the sugya on the daf here, where the Gemara says, Avoda idea chak ishma avoda, but achila al yidea tchak. Achila gasa is not called an achila. So Tosas here asks, as Tosas asks all over Shas, whenever this comes up, in Psachim, and Yavamas, and Nazir, whenever the Gemara talks about achila gasa, eating, overeating, it's not called a halacha achila. Tosas always points out the steer in Gemaras. This Gemara here, our Gemara usually isn't quoted. Usually it's the Gemara in Psachim and the Gemara in Yevamos that talks about Yom Kippur. Right? Our Gemara says, Achila Gasa is not an Achila. That fits in with the Gemara in Yevamos. Tosas quotes that if somebody eats Achila Gasa on Yom Kippur, they are putter. They're not Chayav Kares. Even though eating on Yom Kippur is Chayav Kares, if they eat on Yom Kippur Achila Gasa, they are not Chayav Karis. But other Gemaras say that it is called in Achila. The Gemara in Psachim that says, if I eat Karman Pesach, Achila Gasa, I didn't do mitzvah mena muvchar, but I did do an Achila. It sounds like I've yotzi the mitzvah, I just didn't do it the best. So is Achila Gasa in eating or not? So often Tosas only quotes one answer. Here Tosas quotes three different answers. Tosas says, towards the end of the Tosas, V'yesh lomar, da'asam lo kamar de'yatsa, elad lo mikri rasha. No, that Gemara Psachim does not say explicitly that he is a Yotzei. The Gemara says, he didn't do a mitzvah ben amuvchar, mitzvah kavid. Tosas tries to reread that Gemara. Tosas says, no, it doesn't say that you're really Yotzei there. Number one. Number two, Tosas says, V'od, da'asam lo mairi ba'och l'achila gasa mamish, elad klomar she'ein ochul l'shein pesach. It doesn't really mean that he ate achila gasa. It means you didn't eat it the best way. And the Gemara uses loosely the term achila gasa to tell us that, you know, you didn't eat it in an appropriate way. Ela kadelio savea. Okay, so basically those answers are re-understanding that Gemara. But fundamentally then, Tosas quotes, this is quoted from Rabbeinu Tam and other Tosas in V'od Yishlomer, last line of Tosas, the shte achila gasas hein. He says, no, fundamental distinction, two types of achila gasas. What does that mean? Tosas explains elsewhere. If somebody is full, but, you know, there's always room. There's always room for dessert. There's always room for something else. That's an achila gasa that is called an achila. And that's the Gemara in Psachim. And that's nechshav eating. And that you'd be chayef for on Yom Kippur. What's the Gemara in Yom Kippur talking about Yom Kippur talking about? What possibly is our Gemara talking about here? Because our Gemara says, Achila Gassa is not an eating. That's where a person is totally full. If he eats anything else, he's going to get sick. He's going to have to throw it up. Right? So that's Achila Gassa Lav Klumu. That's not called an Achila. And that's what Tosa says. Two types of Achila Gassas. And we have to be aware in the different contexts of the different types of Achila. There's another way to understand it that the Or Zeruah says. Bali Tosa don't always quote this answer. Maybe it means that you ate everything before, let's say a person ate, the question is asked on Yom Kippur. What do you mean? Why aren't you chayiv on everything you ate before the Achila Gas on Yom Kippur? Right? So, you ate everything at the Sudam of Sekas. Right? And you made yourself full right before and then after that. That's where. So you didn't even do any type of eating on Yom Kippur. So the Azarud tries to work that into, answering the Gemaras as well. Whether you ate the entire Achila Begasa or just the last bit. You ate Pegasa. So that's his discussion. Okay. Either way, that's Achila Gasa discussion, and we will continue. Okay, part of the larger issue of always have eating is something that we know we do. We share eating with the animals, but we always have to be mekadesh ourselves with the eating. There's a whole approach also about maybe Karban Pesach is unique. Karban Pesach is unique and special in terms of the lishma, in terms of the kavana that's required. So that also might be a reason to be mechalik between Pesach and the other contexts. Okay, but we'll see at the end. Maybe we'll talk more about Karban Pesach, but let's continue now. Says the Gemara Amar Rav Sheshes. So we spoke about a Balmum who wants to do the Avoda, or we spoke about, or wants to eat his Karbanas, and Zakein Rechola. Those are two types of individuals who have limitations on what they could do, so that affects who they can make a shliach for. So Amar Rav Sheshes, he has another one. Imhaya Kohen Tamei B'Karban Sibur. What about if there is a Kohen who is Tamei, who is doing the Karban Sibur? As we know, if all the Kohanim are Tamei, so then even a Kohen Tamei could do the Avoda. So what about a Kohen Tamei? What's the issue? What do you mean if all the Kohanim are Tamei, so who's he going to choose? So says the Gemara. We'll see. Knows the call me Sheyirtze. So the Kohen Tamei can give it to whoever he wants, which again is a reflection that he is the Baal Maisa. Right? He could do it. He could make a shliach for it. Va'avodasa va'ora l'anshei mishmar. And the avoda and the ora, meaning the eating, goes to the anshei mishmar, meaning he's limited. So that's the Gemara. What's the case here? Again, what's the case where a Kohen Tamei is the bailim on the avoda? The avoda meaning doing the actual service. But the meat, the basar, and the or do not go to him. So yechidami, idika tahorim, are there tahor kohanim besides him? So tamei masi avdi, then he can't do the avoda. Right? You don't say tomahotra betzibur, or dechuyi betzibur, if there are tahor kohanim. Vidaleka tahorim, and if there are no tahorim, avodasav orolaji mishvar, hatameim ninu, vla masi achli. What's the case we're talking about? That he's allowed to do the avoda, but he gives away the food. So Amar Rava, Ema Labali Mumin Tahorim Sheba Oso Mishmar. There are no Tamim Kohanim Tahorim. There are no Kohanim who are not Bali Mumim that are Tahar. All the Kohanim who are doing the Avoda are Tame. That's the situation. And that's why regarding the Avoda, he could give it Lakal Kohacha Yirtse because he's the Bali on the Avoda. He's allowed to do the Avoda. Tuma Huchur Duchuyi Betzibur. But regarding eating, Bal Mum could eat. A Baal Mum Tahar is better to eat than a Tam Tamei. So that's why you give it to the Baal Mum Tahar. Right? There's a hierarchy. It's a hierarchy into what is possible. Remember the Rambam? Yeah, I forgot where the Rambam is. I have to look it up, and it's based on the Rambam and the Mishnayos in the end of Kachim, where there something has to be fixed in the Kodesh Kodashim, right? One of the tiles is falling out. So it's best to use, which kind of fix-it man goes in there? They lower him in a box, and the only little window, he can only see the spot that he has to fix. So the Rambam says, it's based on the Mishnah, it's best to use a Kohen Tahar, Tam. And if not, then you can use a Balmum. And then if not, you can use if you have to use a Yisrael, Balmum, you have to use who you can use. But there too, there's a hierarchy of who is used. Here, eating the Karbanas, right? There might not be an Adifus to use a Tam than a Balmum by eating the Karbanas. But if that's the only one that's Tahar, then obviously a Balmum Tahar comes before a Kohen who is Tamei. Because Kohen is Tamei, but not the eating, right? Just the avoda itself. Okay, Weiter. So who else can we talk about here in this context? Someone who would have limited powers in terms of what he could do, and yet he could do something. Next, Amar of Ashi, Imhaya Kohen Gadol Onein, the Kohen Gadol. The next one, we know the Mishnah says at the beginning of the second Perek in Sanhedrin, a Kohen Gadol is very limited in what happens if he loses a relative, right? All Kohanim are limited if it's not a relative. But if it's a relative, so we know the seven primary relatives for a Kohen Hedyot, Kohen has to be Matame for. Machogas Tanoim Rishus or Chova, we say Chova. A Kohen is Matame himself, but not the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, even for his seven relatives, is not Matame himself. And he can do the Avoda. Kohen Gadol. Imai Kohen Gadol Onein. If he's an Onein, his relative that wasn't even buried yet. Nosna Lokal Kohen She Yirtse. Vavodasa Va'or Lanche Mishmar. He could give it to whoever he wants to do the Avoda. Why? Because he could do it himself. Rashi, the Kivan, the Kohen Gadol Makriv Onein, the Kohen Gadol himself can be Makriv, even when he is an Onein, right? He is not limited in any way, right? That's why, Mashvinami Shliach, that's why he can appoint the Shliach. The Bach flips around a couple of the Lashonos in Rashi here. But he can do it. And he quotes the Gemara, Lavev Limoloi Tama, Menamikdash Lo Yetze, Emes Aviv V'imo, Dahave Onein, Afilu Hachi, Mikdush Shaso Lo Yetze. We say Menamikdash Lo Yetze means Mikdushaso Lo Yetze. He never leaves his state of Kedusha. Velo Yechalel Klomer Da'avodaso She'yavod Ba'aninus Lo Tischalel. Right, he could do the Avoda even when he is an Onein, unlike other Kohanim. So since he could do the Avoda, he could appoint anyone else to do the Avoda. Again, anyone you can make you could do yourself, you can make a Shliach for. V'avodasa v'ora la'achi bishbar. But he would not be able to eat, as we said. Tuma t'chutra d'chuya, only by the Avoda, not by the eating of the Karbanos, so he wouldn't be able to appoint anyone he wants to eat. Ask the Gemara, my kamash latanina. Right, so what's the chiddush of that? Didn't we learn that already in the Mishnah, which says Kohen Gadol Makriv Onein ve'eino ochel ve'eino cholik lechol arev? A Kohen Gadol could do the avoda; he could be Makriv Onein. Right, so what exactly? What is the chiddush of our statement of Rav Ashi? Says the Gemara, Salka Dai de Chabino Kichas Rachman Alei de Kohen Gadol Likruvehu Avol Shavuye Shliach Lo Matzi Mashvi Kamash Malan. Interesting, Havamina. Maybe the Torah only had Rachmanis on him to do the Avoda, but not to make a Shliach. So what's the Havamina? Usually we say, if you could do it, so then you can make a Shliach to do it. That's the whole sugya of Shlichus and Bailus. That's Tosfos and Ksubis Ayin Dalet. Why can you make a Shliach for something? Because you're a Bailam on something. So you can make a Shliach, you can make a Tanai. So what's this Havamina? That really, seems like, that really the Kohen Gadol is not a Bailam on the Avoda. He can't, really fundamentally, he shouldn't be able to do the Avoda. It's a special tzad heter because he's the Kohen Gadol. But it's not that we're really giving him power of the over the Avoda. That's the Havamina. And what's the Kamashalan? Kamashalan is, maybe you can't have such a thing. If you give somebody power to do the Avoda, you're giving him power to do the Avoda. You can't say, oh, it's a heter just for him. No. This is an important Avoda action that has to be performed in Halacha. And if it has to be performed, there's no playing games. You get, oh, the Kohen Gadol. No, if you allow him to do it, he must be the Bailim on that, and therefore he can make a Shliach. But again, the Havamina there is challenging to figure out, even more than the Maskana. What's the Havamina to say that he'd be able to do it, but he wouldn't be able just because of Chas Rachmana Alay? Something along the lines of, he's not really a Bailim. Even if we would allow him to do it, but that seems to be the Havamina. There's an interesting Diuk that is pointed out by the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this halacha of Kohen Gadol Onein working in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says, Hilchos B'es Mikdash, Perek Beis, let's find where it starts. He says, Imkein mipnei man nishnei sasar azuba Kohen Gadol, she Kohen Hedyot shahaya b'mikdash b'avodaso, v'shama shemeis lo meis. A Kohen Hedyot is doing a vote in Beis HaMikdash. He gets a message, his relative has died. Shehu chayev l'sab l'olav, afal pi she'eno yotze min ha-mikdash, eino oved, mibnei shehu onein, v'im avad v'onein shal Torah chilel avodaso. A Kohen Hedyot that does the avoda is mechalel his avoda. His avoda is ruined. Doesn't work. Gotta do it again. Aval Kohen Gadol, oved k'shu onein. But a Kohen Gadol could do avoda when he is an onein. Shene emar, u'min ha-mikdash lo yetze v'lo yechalel. He does not leave his state of kedusha, and he's not mechalel. Klomar. Then the Rambam says, in other words, We understand that. He doesn't have to give an example here. But what's the example the Rambam says? Klomar, Yeshev v'yavod avoda shahaya osekba. Let him continue the avoda that he's in, the eina mischaleles. And it's not mischalel. Says the Mishnah Lamelech, diuk. Sounds like only if he's in the middle of an avoda do we let him continue that avoda. But could the Kohen Gadol start a new avoda? So says the Mishnah Lamelech, it could be that is not allowed. When it says Kohen Gadol is Bakrav Onein, that's only if he's already in it. Midivir Pshat Divir Abino Nira. Da'af Kohen Gadol Eino Maschil Ba'avoda. Ela Im Hischil Gomer. Vizeu Ahefesh Bein Sheyesh Bein Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedyot. The Hedyot Av Shehischil Eino Gomer. Ava Kohen Gadol Gomer. Ava Lahaschil Avoda Av Kohen Gadol Eino Maschil. And then he says, it's Meduyik and a couple of other Gemaras. Omeidu Makrav Agamim Mizveh Fashama Shemes Lomes. That's one thing. And then he says, the Mishnah Bach says, Onani mistapik bazeh, itaima darmina, the imlohai osik bavoda cloud, eno maschil, aluba de kule alma, imhumena din, o dilma mi din tarli, de kule alma, avim lohai osik bavoda maschil. He has a suffix, whether that's a din daraisa or a din darabanan. He thinks his diak is correct from the Rambam, but he has a suffix because he says, misvara, why should it make a difference? Misvara on a daraisa level. Where we know, let's say, by other halachas, there might be a difference between hischil beheter, hischil beisser. Right? The Gemara is in Shabbos about, you know, if it's time for mincha yet, and it's time, you have to, you started something. You want to start something when it's time for a mitzvah, or once you started, you want to continue. So there's a difference between hischil beheter and hischil beisser. Will you say that on a daraisa level here, that chiluk, or, says the Mishnah Melech, maybe it's on a drabana level. Mi daraisa, the Kohen Gadol can't even start a new avoda. But mi drabanan, we limit it. So that's his suffix here in B.S. Mikdash, Beis Vav. Okay, but there's a lot to talk about Kohen Gadol, but we'll continue now. Says the Mishnah. Says here, the last Mishnah here, the ninth parak of Maseches Baba Kama, Hagozel Eitzah. Hagozel Eitzah Ger, V'nishma Lo V'mes. Somebody steals from a Ger, swears to him, and admits, right? So what's Yichayev? Keren Chomish and Asham, as we have been talking about a lot, but then the Ger dies. What's the problem? A Ger has no relatives. So who does he return the money to? The Keren, and the Chomesh. Hariza Mishalim, Karen V'Chomesh, the Kohanim. He pays the Kohanim. This is the special Matana that goes to the Kohanim of, among all the Matanos, the Asham Lamizbeach, and the carbon he brings, Asham Gizelos. Shinemar, Vimelo Ishgoel, Lohashiv, Ha'asham, Elov, Ha'asham, Amushav, Lashem, Lakohain, Milvad, Elakipurim, Shechupar, Bo'alov. So he gives it back to the Kohen, he gives the money to the Kohanim. Hayamal, that's a Kesev, that's a Asham. What if he's on the way up? He's on the way up to the Beis HaMikdash. The Umeis, and then he, the Ganef, dies. Right, not the Ger, but the Goslin dies. So, HaKesev Yidati Labanov. So if he didn't give it to the Kohanim yet, his own children get it. Does not go to the Kohanim, doesn't go to the Kohanim. Rashi says, HaKesev Yidati Labanov shall Goslin. Why? Because there is no Kapari after he dies. Ain't Kapar Lameisim, which is a big sugya, but that's what Rashi says here. V'ha'asham, and what about the carbon asham? It's already designated as an asham, so we know. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, if you have a chata shemesu bailav, it has to die. Asham shemesu bailav, you have to wait till it gets a mum. Yirat sheyistayiv, you let it graze till it gets a mum. V'yimacher, and then it is sold. V'yivludav l'nadav, and then the money is taken to use for carbonous ola on the mizbeach. Good. We discussed that length in the past, the relationship between Asham and Ola, and how, why an Ola has to die and an Asham has to graze. Right? What's the relationship between those two? So that is, I'm sorry, Chatas and Asham. I'm sorry, not Ola. Chatas and Asham. Why does an Asham lead to an Ola while a Chatas has to die? Not for now. Continuing the Gemara though. Nasana Kesavlachi Mishmar Bames. So we spoke about if he dies before he got to the Beis HaMikdash. What if he gave the money to the Beis HaMikdash and then he died? So now what happens? Could the money go back to his Yarshim? No. Ein HaYarshim Yichol LaHotzi MiYadam. The money stays in the hands of the Kohanim. The Me'iri says, Ki Kfar Ki Per Mechza. It's already Kapara. It already worked somewhat. You already gave it to the Kohanim. Even though the carbon was not used there, Kfar Ki Per Mechza. Shnei Amar, as the Pasuk says, Ve'ish Asher Yitin LaKohen Lo Yihiyah. If you give it to the Kohen, Midash Lo Yihiyah, so even if he dies, it goes to the Kohen. The Me'iri adds also one line. Not only does it go to the Kohen, La says the Me'iri, Genevas Hager, Shakesef, Shahakesef Afhu misayeh bekapara. Don't think that only the carbon is the kapara, the money also. Sha'amru kesef v'chaper mechsa. As he quotes the Gemara, kesef is v'chaper part, and then v'kar diskaper ba ma'ashe biyara kesef l'chaper. V'yafilu, and then he adds, v'yafilu haya hagazlan katan, she'ein matanaso matana. What if the gazlan was a child? And we usually say a katan cannot do kinyanim. So even by a katan that is matarzara batana, Ein ha-yoresh mosi mi'ara ko'anim. The yoresh mosi mi'ara ko'anim. So yoresh might not mean his son, because it might be hard for a 10-year-old to have a child, but there are other yoreshim of a child, right? Let's say his brothers, let's say his father, let's say whoever. Says the mi'iri, once you give it, even though it's a katan, so you might say, how can a katan give it to a daraisa, still it stays with the the Kohanim. The Aruch HaShulchan also discusses this in Shin Samach Zayin. He quotes this Lashon about a Katan. I'm sorry, it's the Mi'iri quoting the Rambam. Should give the Rambam the credit. The Mi'iri is quoting the Rambam. The Mi'iri is the one that says it, and the Aruch HaShulchan discusses, why is this? Why is that? Why should a Loyadati Makoro? Why should a Katan who gives it, why should the money not go back to his family? Eich Efshar Leos, and then he asks, Bechlau, how can you have a katan who's a gazlan? That he's chayiv, that he's bringing keren chomish and asham. Right, is a katan chayiv onshim. V'adin ze eif shalios rak ben nishva v'hoda. The chayiv v'keren v'chomish v'asham. V'katan eno bar onshin, shiyavi karban al shvua. So what's the Rambam and the Meiri talking about? What does that mean? That you're, what's the whole case that you have a katan? V'tzarech lomar, the svir leila Rambam. This is in Shin Samach Zayin Os Chaf Hei. In the Aruch HaShulchan. V'tzarech lomar, the sphere leila harambam, tekivan dekesef b'chaper mechsa, im amar hakatan ani rotzeh b'ashavas hagzela. Let's say the Kohen did it, and he swore. So he's not a bar onshin, but what if he offers? What if he says, I want to get partial kapara? Ein ma'akvin al yado. Kivan deritzono b'kapara zu, lo gara me'ola v'shlamim, sheb'yicholto l'akriv. He could give other karbanos, so we accept it. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, you're right, there's no obligation, but if he wants to give the money, if he wants to give a karban asham, he says maybe not, because there's no chiyuv there. But Olan Shlomi can, and the money he can give, which is what is being spoken about here. Good. Says the Gemara, Michas Chidah quotes that Rambam and just leaves it b'tzarachiyin. But the Aruch HaShulchan comes up with a heichi tipsi. Vayter in the Mishnah, Nosan HaKesef lo yeho yariv v'asham liyadaya. There are different mishmaros. The money has to be given before the karban. So what if you gave the money to Yeho Yariv? He's the first mishmar, and then the karban asham to Yadaya. Fine, that's good. Yatzah, you gave the money first. Asham liyeho yariv v'kesef liyadaya. But if you flipped the order, so im kiyeh, that's not good. Im kiyeh ma'asham, if the asham is still alive, he didn't wear a makar the carbon asham yet, then yakrivu b'nei yadaya. Said you should give the asham to the yadaya, so after they get the money, they should give the carbon. V'im lo, yachser v'yavi asham acher. And if not, if the carbon asham was already offered, and then he gave the money, the asham doesn't work, you gotta give another asham after the money. Shahamevi gzelo achlo hevi ashamo yatsa. Hevi asham achlo hevi gzelo lo yatsa. The money has to be given before. Nasar as a kervlo, nasar as a chomesh, in a chomesh ba'akev. But as long as the karen was given, even if you didn't give the chomesh, but the karen, the principal had to be given, that's what's ma'akev. Period. Tana rabbanon asham. So now we have the words in the Torah that we're going to darshan. What exactly do we know karen, chomesh, and asham? Or lemaisa, what has to be given? But where do you know that from the words? Asham zekaren. We think asham, when it says asham hamushav, the asham is referring to the principle. Hamushav zechomesh. O eno ella, or maybe the opposite. Ella asham zeayel. Or does the asham here mean the karban? Lamai nafkamina, whether the money is called asham, lafukimi the rava. To amar rava, gezel hager sheh zira balayla lo yatsa. Rava says you cannot give back the gezel at night. Why? Because it's termed asham, and it's a chelek, it's considered avoda, and avoda is only by yom. Hechziru chatzon l'yatsa, also you can't give it back half. Shilu Gubetza says, because you give back half, it's like a balmum. Right, you have to give back as a whole. My time, Asham Karya Rachmana. So that's the Nafgamino, whether Asham is the Karen or not. So Kshuomer. So the Gemara says, Kshuomer Belvat Ela Kipurim, it refers to the aisle in the next phrase. So Aviomer, Asham's a Karen. So Asham must be referring to Karen. The Meiri also has an interesting line here about returning it by day and not returning it by night, because you want to have a little piersum. That's also part of your tshuva. Right, he says the yearly atam kedeshi achzi ruhu bepirsum, so everybody can real see it as part of the tshuva of returning it. The gazela, after all, was bepirsum. That's gazela, so the tshuva should be bepirsum too. Period. Tanya idach. The brayza says also another brayza. Asham zekeren amushav zechomesh. O enu ella asham zechomesh. The main afgamina. So again, same question. Both afgamina lafuki mi masisan. Maybe it's the nafgamina could be our mishnah. Ditznan. Nothing lo zekeren lo nothing lo zechomesh. Ena chomesh ma'akev. Right? We'd say the chomesh is not ma'akev. Adarabba. Maybe chomesh should be ma'akev. Chomesh ma'akev. If that's what asham refers to. Shu omer veheshev es ashamo brosho vachamishi. So havi omer asham zekeren. Good, so we have two sources, two brises that say that. Tani idach, a third brisa. Asham zekeren, hamushav zechomesh, ubegezel agerakas medaber. O eino ela hamushav zekefel, ubegenevas agerakas medaber. How do we know we're talking about chomesh and gezela? Maybe we're talking about kefel and geneva. Kshihu omer veheshivas ashamo birosho vachamishiso. Since it talks about Chomesh here, Hari B'mamon, HaMishalim B'rosh HaKasim Adaber, we must be talking about Karen, because if you remember, there is no Chomesh, if we're talking about Kefel. Period. So those are the three brises. Gufa, Amarava, Gezel, Ager, Shechziru, Balayla, Lo Yatza, Hechziru, Chatzoin, Lo Yatza, Maitaima, Ashim, Kar Yerachmana. That's the brise that we just had. You can't give it back at night, or in half. V'yamarava, Rav now has another Chiddush. Gezel ager she'ein bo shave pruta lekol kohen v'kohen lo yasi dechovaso. If the gezel that you stole is not enough to be able to give a pruta to every kohen in the mishmar, lo yasa yidechovaso. That's a lot of money, right? Lekol kohen v'kohen, right? So what do you have to do then? What do you have to do? So Rashi says on the bottom, umosif mishelo o v'hashlem. Wow. So it works out worse for you if the ger died. Because now you're going to have to give back more. Right? Maybe you shouldn't have stolen from a ger. You shouldn't have stolen from anybody. That's what Rashi, if you look at the Meir research, says no. There's no mitzvah. Not that you have to add on more. Ein lo takana, there's no mitzvah. So either way, how do you know? That my time up. Lotz yasi yechavasa, my time adechsiv ha'ashav ha'mushav, achie ha'shava l'chol kohen v'kohen. Right? That's the word mushav. It has to be a significant hashava. It's just like sometimes the Torah says nesina, and sometimes Rishonim say it has to be a significant nesina. To be called giving, it has to be significant. So too here. Boy Rava, what happens if ain bo l'mishmeres yeho yariv, v'yesh lo l'mishmeres yedaya mahu? What if some mishmaros are small enough to be covered and some not? Meaning you gave it to, it's enough for yedaya, but not for yeho yariv. Hey chidami, what exactly is the case, the question under discussion? Ilema diaveli yadaya b'mishmeres yadaya. Did you give it to yadaya in yadaya's week, and they had enough? So hayispe, no problem. It's exactly fine. Lo tzricha, no diaveli yadaya b'mishmeres yadaya yariv. No, you gave it to yadaya, which is enough. Which is you don't want to have to. Let's say you go with Rashi pshat. You don't want to have to add on. So you gave it to yadaya's mishmar, just wasn't his week. Is Yeho Yariv's mishmar? So my mi amrina, do we say kiven de lav mishmarta huvelo klumu? What you gave is meaningless. It's not his week, so it's not their week, so it's not a hashava. O dilma kiven de lo chazile meikara. Well, in any case, the mishmar of this week is too much, so it's not earmarked for them anyway. So liyadaya koi. So maybe it's fine to give it to Yadaya, even though it's not his week. Teku, will add it to the list for Eliyahu Anavi. Period. Boy Rava. Kohanim, Maushi Chahu Gezel Ager, Keneged Gezel Ager. We know there's a rule, as Gemara say elsewhere, and Rashi quotes it here, that Kohanim aren't allowed to take karbanis and say, like, you know what, you take this chatas, I'll take this chatas. You take this asham. No. It's not business. Right? Every karban has to be split up. You take a piece of this, I'll take a piece of this. All of them are split up. You don't take a whole one for each. So ask the Gemara, what about Gezel Ager? Can that be split up? You take this one, and I'll take this one. Meaning, says the Gemara, mi amrinan asham kar yerachmana, it's like a karban. Ma asham, ein chokin asham keneged asham, av gezel, ein chokin gezel ager, keneged gezel ager. Does it have that? So by the end of the sugi, you have to figure out, what are the nafkaminas? The fact that it's called asham can't be given at night, number one. It can't be split, number two. It can't be maybe split up like this. Odilma, or maybe not. Don't compare it in this regard. Gezel ager mamonahu. Even if it might be called asham, lamaisitz dinim aminus. And therefore, it can be split up. It's for sure chulin. It doesn't have kedusha. That's for sure. The Rush says here, and the Shin Mekubet says, but it's we know. It's chulin. The question is, though, does it have elements of carbon? So hadar pashta, asham kar yerachmana, boom. And therefore, it cannot be split. Gezel ager, connected gezel ager. Ravacha, breid rava, masi lo behedya, beferish, amarava. Rava has it as a statement. Kohanim, ein chokin gezel ager, connected gezel ager. My time, amisham asham, kar yerachmana. So that's another nafkamina on the list. Why it's called asham. Period. Boy, Rava, Kohanim begezel ager, yorshim have, o makabli matanos have. So we just discussed what is it called mitzad the giver. But what about mitzad the Kohanim? Mitzad the Kohanim, are they called yorshim or makabli matana? Halachically. Lamay nafkamina, what's the difference? Kagon, shagozel chametz vavalav pesach. What happens if somebody stole from a ger chametz vavalav pesach, so now it's not worth anything? Could he just give it to the Kohanim and say, Harei Shechal Fanecha? Like the Mishnah said earlier in the Perek. So, Iyamit Yarshin Have, Hainu Haidi Arsi Moris. Yeah, they could just say, Here's your Chametz Favalava Pesach. Iyamit Makabli Matanos Have. But if you say, halachically, they're considered someone who gets a gift, then this is not a gift. Matana Kamarachmana Denesiv Lahu. The Torah says, Give him Matana, Vaha Loka Yoiv Lahu Midi, to Afra Ba'amu. It's like dirt. Right, one of the rise, maybe what bitulis, right, or what chametz, what something that's aser mana, it's like dirt. Anyway, so ask the Gemara, are they makabli matanos or yarshim? Rav Zeira Bayachi, yeah, the following formulation of the question. Afilam tivzalover makabli matana have, halloi boilon. That's not the question. Even if they're makabli matana, that's not a question. Tihahi matana amrachmana denesim luhu. Because the Torah says, to give him matana, and for sure this would not be good. Ela ki kami boilon as follows. Kigon shenaflu lo eser behemos begezel ager. The shaila is, if somebody has, if a coin has 10 gezel agers, mechaive la afrushi minaya meiser o lo. Do they have to take meiser? If a coin gets 10 sheep in gezel agers, so does he have to take meiser from that? That's the nafkamina. Yarshim have, da'amar markano betfisas abayis v'chayavin. Yarshim, if a yorish yarshin is a lot of sheep, he has to take meiser behema from those sheep. Odilma makali matanos avi, or the makali matanos vitzana. We learned in the Mishnah that halokeach vahanitin lo b'matana pati b'maisa behema. It's a maisa behema question. It's not a chamish shavar alava pesach question. That's the suffix. So my, there is a question that's dealt with in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Bechoros. The Rambam says in Hilchas Bechoros, interesting line of the Rambam says, who is chayv in Meiser Behema? Kohanim, Leviim, the Yisraelim. Right, why is that important? Because the Rashba in Chulin says that Kohanim are pater from Meiser Behema. And they ask on the Rashba from a couple of Gemaras. They ask on the Gemara in Neshavah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was a Kohen, was Maaser Treif Alfa Igli. The Mishnah Melech on that Rambam in Vav Gimel says, I have another Gemara, Mefurish, against the Rashba. Support for the Rambam. Our Gemara. What is our Gemara suffix? If a Kohen gets 10 with the Gezel Ager, do they have to take off Meiser Behema or not? If he's a Yoresh, yes. What do you mean? He's a Kohen. A Kohen doesn't have a Chiyuv to Meiser Behema anyway. So says the Mishnah Melech, that's a right to the Rambam. That Kohanim are also Mechuyiv in Meiser Behema. Okay, so we continue. So what is this? The Gemara answers my Tashma. So we end with a Brisa, a big fat Brisa, which we could spend many hours on, but the Brisa lists off the 24 gifts that a Kohen gets. Esrim va'arba matanos kahuna nitzun la'aron l'banav. V'kulan, many of them are learned out from Parshas Korach, and elsewhere. The kula nitznu, and they're all given bichlal uprat uklal, which means the Torah which is darshened with klal uprat uklal, if you fulfill these matanos, is as if you fulfilled the entire Torah. Ubris melach, and the Torah that was given with a bris melach, an eternal covenant, just like salt makes things eternal, it lengthens their life, so to the Torah. Kala makayim an kilo makayim, kala prado klal ubris melach, kala over aleim, kilo over aklal prado klal ubris melach. Interesting, why dafke is that mida to klal prado klal? Why don't we say hekish? Why don't we say gzera shava? So maybe we'll talk about that at some point. They, but what are they? 10, 4, 10. Eloin, Eser Bamikdash, Dalad Bushalayim, Eser Bigvulin. The 24 Matanos of Kahuna. Eser Bamikdash, what are the 10 that they get in the base of Mikdash? Chatas Behema, Chatas Ha'of, Ashem Vaday, Ashem Talui, Zivche Shalmei Tzibor, right, the Kipsi Atzeres, Veluk Shemet Shalmet Zorah, the leftover oil, Umosar HaOmer, the leftover Omer Vishti, Alechem, and the breads, Velechem Apon, the breads of Shavuos, Velechem Aponim, every Shabbos, Vishiyari Menachas, the leftover of Karban Minchas, those are all Kachi Kachim, and that is all the 10 in the Beis HaMikdash. The Arba Yerushalayim, what are the 4 in Yerushalayim? Ha Bechora, that's Bechor Behema Tahora, Veha Bikurim, Veha Muram, Min HaToda, Ve'el Nazir. Discussion in the Rishonim, what about Shlamim? What about the Smurim and Shlomim? Why Dafka say Toda and El Nazir? So Rashi says it's included. Discussion. Va'oros Kachim, and the hides of the Karbanos. Also, that's for the Kohanim. They get that in Yerushalayim. It has to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, Asara Bigvulin, 10, having nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Truma, Trumas Meiser, Chala, Reishas Hagez, Vahamatanos. Those matanos are what you get from every chulin animal. Zeru al-chayim akeva. Upidyon aben, upidyon petach hamar, v'stei achuza, v'stei charamim, right by Yovel, v'gezel hager. Number 24, gezel hager, which is interesting that that's not called mikdash, even though you bring it to the Kohanim there, it goes with the karban, but it's called a matana, v'kari miyas matana, shma mina, v'kali matanos have, shma mina. So it's clear that it is called a matana. Good. There's a big discussion. Minchas Asher has a beautiful piece in Bamidbar, Simin Lamed Zayin, whether there is a fundamental distinction between Matnas Kahuna and Matnas Leviya. Many rayas, Lakan Lakan. Matnas Leviya, the Torah says a number of times, it's Schar Avodasam. Because they're doing the Avodos, so they're going certain Avodos. They're doing, singing or locking the gates. They get certain things. But what about the matanas that a Kohen gets? Is that because of his avoda, or is that just inherently from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem says, give these to the Kohen. Are there differences? Right? One major red flag, or one major tipping off point, could be that all the things that the Kohanim get are aser for Yisrael to eat. While a leva, Meiser Rishon, is not aser once the Trumas Bais is taken out, it's just Gezel HaShevet. So, but that's an important discussion in Lamdas. Okay, we'll stop here. But tomorrow we kick in the end of the ninth and the beginning of the last parak here in Maseches Bava Kamma.